Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
The American Repertory Theater in Cambridge has created a menagerie on stage for the U.S. premiere of Life of Pi. The play is adapted from Jan Martel's best-selling novel about Pi, a teenager who recounts being stranded on a lifeboat with animals from his family's zoo. In this production, those animals are puppets. WBUR's Andrea Shea explains how a team brings them to life.
Meet Orange Juice, or OJ for short.
She's life-size, so she's almost 5 foot tall when she stood up, which means that she's quite a lot to manage.
Co-puppet designer and movement director Finn Caldwell says it takes three people to manipulate the gangly orangutan's head, torso, and limbs. On stage, the puppeteers hold and embody her stylized, bright orange form. It's like a sculpture, but engineered with handles, internal rods, and bungee cords that mimic ligaments. In action, Caldwell says OJ's legs and hands become extensions of the puppeteers.
When I ask her hand to touch your face, I can touch your face with the same gentility and expressiveness that I can touch it with a human hand, so I can get really detailed, beautiful, and emotional movement out of her.
A team of eight puppeteers lift, crouch, and trot other large zoo animals to life, including a zebra, hyenas, and the beast Pi spends months with at sea on a small boat. His frenemy has an amusing name.
This is my boat, Richard Parker!
Oh. On this show, the big need is the tiger has to be really scary. Can we make it fast enough to be really frightening to this boy and to the audience?
That's puppeteer Fred Davis's physically demanding job.
I think it's very easy with puppetry to make it cuddly and friendly and almost Disneyfied. I'd say the key to a character like Richard Parker is to play the danger of that animal as much as you can.
Davis has been doing that since this production's 2019 UK debut. Now he's playing Richard Parker's head as part of a highly choreographed puppeteering trio.
I'm not going to lie, it's hard to get that connection with those two other people to make one large creature. So we did lots of research of how exactly they move.
And how they sound, because the puppeteers working the heads also deliver something like lines.
So this is Richard Parker.
But human vocal cords and chest cavities don't deliver the menacing resonance of a real tiger's roars. During the performance, sound designer Carolyn Downing's team boosts Davis's vocalizations.
We can play with things like pitch shifting and effects and reverb to kind of enhance that. We're in partnership in that process.
Music also drives the emotion in Life of Pi. It's film composer Andrew T. MacKay's first play.
That element of movement, that where you got that marriage of sound, music, and the puppetry, was really exciting because I hadn't experienced that. I've written for humans, not for animals, not even done any wildlife shows or anything like that before. So, and this was something otherworldly, certainly when you see Richard Parker for the first time.
That happens early in the play at the family zoo. The big cat emerges to eat a goat named Buckingham. And Downing says all of the elements in that scene come together, like an orchestra.
The tiger leaps and it almost slows down cinematically, and there's kind of big drums and drama.
The puppeteers are in full view throughout the performance. Caldwell says that's part of the magic.
And it's real magic as opposed to illusion. We're not trying to trick you or convince you that this thing is alive. Actually, what we're saying is, look, we're doing this thing, and the skill that you're seeing performed in front of you makes you join in this game and think that this thing is alive.
But there is a risk that these dazzling puppets could overshadow the human characters on stage. Puppeteer Fred Davis says it's a delicate dance.
You have to be very well behaved, otherwise the actors could very rightly get quite annoyed that we're just stealing the scene.
Richard Parker's roars and some contented chuffs will be on stage at the ART through January 29th before heading to Broadway in March. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Andrea Shea.